You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The passage today comes to us from Mark 9, verses 2 to 10. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. In our journey with the Lord, there are moments like a transfiguration that show us God's glory. In each of our personal walks, we have had experiences, and God wants to give us experiences where we see his glory. We are called to look for him at all times, to see his glory all around us. In this season, we can often focus on repentance, self-denial, to the point that we can lose sight of God's glory. In this season, we don't want our focus on repentance and self-denial to become inward, to become selfish. We want it to point out to God. We want the focus of our repentance and self-denial to cause us to look for God's glory more and more. God can work in many ways and in many seasons, even if we think this season is about personal growth and repentance, we can still see God's glory in it. He is not limited to our own expectations of him. I know that I often try and to limit God and confine him to my own expectations or how I think he can work. Okay, this is a time you can work, at a retreat or a big prayer time. But am I looking for him to work in the midst of denying myself and making the season of pain and self-growth, or one of docility to the Spirit and the power of God? Let's be expectant to see God at work in our lives and in the lives of those around us this season. Let's ask God to show us his glory as we try to deny ourselves and focus more on him. What are the moments of glory that we experience during this season? How can we be more attentive to him to see his glory in the everyday, in the small and the big? Father, I thank you that you reveal your glory to us, that though we do not deserve to see it, you show us your glory, just as you showed the disciples, Peter, James, and John, your glory, you want to show us your glory. Lord, open our eyes that we may see it more. Lord God, help us to enlarge our understanding of who you are. Help us not to limit you into seasons and times when we think your glory should appear, but help us to be ready to see your glory at all times. Lord God, open our hearts. Make them yours. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.